With me, Bibles, please, for our second reading to Numbers chapter 3. Numbers chapter 3, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. These also are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spake with Moses in Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. And Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. And Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aaron their father. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him. And they shall keep his charge and the charge of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation to do the service of the tabernacle. And they shall keep all the instruments of the tabernacle of the congregation and the charge of the children of Israel to do the service of the tabernacle. And thou shalt give the Levites unto Aaron and to his sons. They are wholly given unto him out of the children of Israel. And thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest's office, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, And I, behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of all the firstborn that openeth the matrix among the children of Israel. Therefore the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. For on that day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast, mine shall they be. I am the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, Number the children of Levi after the house of their fathers by their families. Every male from a month old and upward shalt thou number them. And Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord, as he was commanded. And these were the sons of Levi by their names: Gershon, and Kohath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families: Libni and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath by their families: Amram and Izhar, Hebron and Uziel. And the sons of Merari by their families: Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites according to the house of their fathers. Of Gershon was the family of the Libnites and the family of the Shimeites. These are the families of the Gershonites. Those that were numbered of them according to the number of all the males from a month old and upward, even those that were numbered of them, were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites shall pitch behind the tabernacle westward. And the chief of the house of the father of the Gershonites shall be Eliasaph, the son of Lael. And the charge of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation shall be the tabernacle and the tent and the covering thereof and the hanging for the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and the hangings of the court and the curtain for the door of the court which is by the tabernacle and by the altar round about and the cords of it for all the service thereof. And of Kohath was the family of the Amramites, and the family of the Izharites, and the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzielites. These are the families of the Kohathites. In the number of all the males from a month old and upward were 8,600, keeping the charge of the sanctuary. The families of the sons of Kohath shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle southward. And the chief of the house of the father of the families of the Kohathites shall be Elisaphan, the son of Uziel. And their charge shall be the ark and the table and the candlestick and the altars and the vessels of the sanctuary wherewith they minister and the hanging and all the service thereof. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, shall be chief over the Levites and have oversight of them that keep the charge of the sanctuary. Of Merari was the family of the Mahlites and the family of the Mushites. These are the families of Merari. And those that were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males from a month old and upward, were 6,200. And the chief of the house of the father of the families of Merari was Zuriel, the son of Abihail. These shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle northward. And under the custody and charge of the sons of Merari shall be the boards of the tabernacle, and the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and the sockets thereof, and all the vessels thereof, and all that serveth thereto, and the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords. But those that encamp before the tabernacle toward the east, even before the tabernacle of the congregation eastward, shall be Moses and Aaron and his sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary for the charge of the children of Israel. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. All that were numbered of the Levites, which Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord throughout their families, all the males from a month old and upward were 20,200. And the Lord said unto Moses, number all the firstborn of the males of the children of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names. And thou shalt take the Levites for me, I am the Lord, instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of all the firstlings among the cattle of the children of Israel. And Moses numbered, as the Lord commanded him, all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and all the firstborn males by the number of names from a month old and upward of those that were numbered of them were 22,213. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of their cattle, and the Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord. And for those that are to be redeemed of the 23,013 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, which are more than the Levites, thou shalt even take 5 shekels apiece by the pole. After the shekel of the sanctuary shalt thou take them. The shekel is 20 gerahs. And thou shalt give the money wherewith the odd number of them is to be redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons. And Moses took the redemption money of them that were over and above them that were redeemed by the Levites. Of the firstborn of the children of Israel took he the money, 1,365 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moses gave the testimony of them that were redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons, according to the word of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. May God add his blessing to the reading. I'm sorry, Moses gave the money of them. I think I said testimony there. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. All right, so here we are then in Numbers chapter 3. And we have, first of all, the division of the Levitical tribe. It's divided into how many sections? 4 sections, north, south, east, and west. There are those that deal, first of all, with the stuff of the tabernacle itself, those Levites, those priests that are right on top of the holy things. They're the ones that go in to the first chamber every day and light the lamps and set out the showbread and so on. Well, they set out the showbread every week, of course, but and then offer on the incense altar and so on in that first chamber of the tabernacle. Then there's that second chamber where only the high priest once a year on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, will go in. Those guys, those priests, and they are known separately from the Levites, they are the priests, and they are in the east. They stand in the front because the tabernacle was always set up so that its gate opened toward the east, that sun would rise and it would warm the tabernacle first, as those gates were opened. And then there were the other families, the three other families, and we'll not take the time to go through all of the details, but we will see that they each had something that was involved, and we might call it not en sacris, not in the holy things, but circa sacra, around the holy things. We're going to find in the next chapter, as we read in chapter 4, Lord willing, this afternoon, that the priests, those special Levites, they went in and they packed everything up. They covered it up, they bound it up, and they got it ready to travel. And after they got it ready to travel, then the other Levites from Kohath, Gershon, and Merari, those three families came and they each had something to do in the packing up and the carrying of the tabernacle and all of its appurtenances from place to place, as that was a church that wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Now, notice we're not yet to that point where they are relegated to that wandering. As far as they know, at this point, they are moving the tabernacle and all of its appurtenances to a place where the Lord would set it down and cause His name to dwell there. That's not exactly what the Lord has in mind, is it? Not at this point. So, we find then that there are those that pack up and carry, those that carry the things that had the things that had the rings. How about I say it that way? The things that had the rings. So that would be the altar, right? And they had those gold staves, those gold sticks that they put through those rings. And as we were studying that during the book of Exodus, and we saw how big that altar was, we thought, now those are four stout Levites, maybe even eight, that carried that. That was a 5 by 5, 5 foot by 5 foot, no, I'm sorry, bigger than that. Bigger than 5 feet by 5 feet and 5 feet tall, overlaid with gold with a network of brass, a grill of brass there. How heavy do you suppose that was? Well, I don't know, but the Levites, they carried it from place to place. There was the table of the showbread that also had rings. There was the way to pack up the menorah, that candlestick, the candlestand, and also the incense altar. It had rings in it. And so all of those things were carried about by one family. Right? Then there was the other family that carried around the sockets and the boards and the pins that tied together the fencing. That movable, that portable fencing and all of the cords and the stakes that they held it up with. And then there was the other that had all of the hangings of the tabernacle. And this was all very much organized, very well organized, such that each family had a particular duty. It's interesting, isn't it, to think about that even in the midst of that Old Testament establishment, the Lord had so incrementally and so with such great detail ordered not only the building of it, but how it was to be carried about and set up and taken down and who did the carrying. All right, so then we find, after all of that, that there was this this understanding that the Lord had, that the Levites belonged to Him, and He took them instead of the firstborn. You remember the first Passover in Exodus chapter 12, and following, 14 truly, when there was that final plague and all of the firstborn in Egypt died, but none of the firstborn died in the children of Israel, that the Lord claimed the firstborn as His own. I've killed all the Egyptian firstborn, and I have spared all of your firstborn, and I want you to understand by that I claim all the firstborns belonging to Me. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means the Lord owns all of our children. Let's make sure we understand that. That in that the Lord claims the firstborn, He is claiming a right to all of our seed. All right, so then He says, I want you to number all of the Levites. And they numbered them and they came up to 22,000 men from month old and upward. 22,000 Levites. And so it's obvious that they ministered by course. And we see that, don't we? By the time we get to the New Testament, that the father of John Baptist is Zacharias, and he is one of those priests who ministers by course. And he is doing his course of ministry when the angel Gabriel meets him when he's burning incense inside the temple. Okay. So those three families, they number 22,000 men. And then the Lord says, now I want you to take all the firstborn males from among Israel and number them. And Moses numbers them, and it comes up to, what was it? 22,277, I think it is. 317. So 22,277. And the Lord says, there's a disparity here. And so you know what you have to do. I've only taken 22,000 Levites when there's actually 22,277 Israelites. And so for each of those 277 that are left over, you have to offer me 5 shekels from the shekel of the sanctuary to redeem them as well. Isn't that interesting? That the Lord would be so exacting in His requirements. Most folks, I think, would expect the Lord to say, because this is the conception that we have of God these days, okay, there's 22,000 over here, there's 22,277 here, oh, let's just call it square. Let's just call it even. You know, if you just get close, that's okay. It's not how God reveals Himself, is it? He never reveals Himself that way. Because, really, that would be a statement of our desires, not His. And so the Lord claims then the Levites as His own, as that tribe that was really not a tribe in that it didn't have a particular place, it didn't have a particular tract of land that belonged to it as a tribe. It didn't have that kind of an inheritance. Actually, what the Lord would say is, as the firstborn among the children of Israel, the Levites, I will be their inheritance. They will have me. They will draw near to me in all of the holy things. What does that mean when we hear in the New Testament then that we are a kingdom of priests? Doesn't that help us to understand the nearness with which Christ has brought us? And that's why the writer to the Hebrews, and speaking language that the Hebrews would understand, he would say something like this: let us draw near. Oh, that's a wonderfully intimate phrase. Outside of the Levites in the Old Testament, anyone that drew near was what? What did we read? We read it twice in this chapter. They were to be put to death. That's right. If they came too close to the Lord and His things, if they were not a Levite, they were to be put to death. So how meaningful is that phrase then in Hebrews chapter 9? Let us draw near, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Is that not amazing? So then, the Lord claims these Levites for Himself, and he requires a redemption for those Israelites that are over and above the odd number, as it put, or if you're into subtraction, the difference between those two numbers. The Lord made an exacting account that the people of God would know, as one of the old Puritans said it, well, we serve a precise God, don't we? Thus ends the reading then in Numbers chapter 3. Let's stay.